broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline, and it's such an honor that you would take the time out of your day to open your heart to me and the guests on my show and, you know, any of the topics that we have to say. Really, the heart behind this show is it's an invitation to women, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, just to join a conversation on topics that I feel that women may struggle with from the modern-day society that we live in, any insecurities, or just things that I feel aren't talked about enough in our culture. And I like to bring a healthy, fresh perspective from God's Word, but also keeping it fun and lighthearted. And whether you're a believer or a not believer, I feel like there's always something for you. Another thing that's on my heart with this show is the show's not designed for me or my guests to come on and to show off and to think that, you know, we have our life completely figured out and we've got it all together because we have God in our lives. I think the most important part about being a follower of Jesus Christ is really humbling your heart and admitting that you need a Savior and admitting that you can't do it all by yourself and you don't have your life all figured out and all together. And, you know, it's been a little over 5 years since I rededicated my heart to the Lord. But when I grew up, I loved Jesus since I was a little girl. My mom raised me in the church, and I always had a heart for God. And in junior high, when my parents stopped going to church, there was a big gap in my life from junior high to about right after college where I wasn't going to church. And I loved God, but I put him in a box, and I decided that I wanted to live life for my own, and I wanted to make, you know, my own choices and do my own thing. But in the course of, you know, not really involving God in my decisions as an adolescent growing up into an adult, I found myself with a lot of heartache and regret and sorrow, and it was a path that I, you know, saw other people going down too, and I saw the aftermath, and it just didn't seem like a lot of fun. And I know in my spirit that we were made for more, and that there's more than just the daily grind of, you know, your next item on your to-do list, but there's an eternity to be lived. And, you know, every single person on the face of this planet was born with a special purpose, and only you can fill out that purpose. And that's what's so special and unique about every person on this planet, is that if you're not here, that special and unique purpose that was made just for you can't be fulfilled by any other person. And I like to shine that light to the viewers that come onto the show, especially with the guests that come on, is creating an atmosphere that women will be inspired and encouraged to be the me that they were born, created, and destined to be. And I like to do that by just opening up conversations that I feel could really kind of stir your heart in the right direction. So with that being said, I have an amazing guest with me tonight, and I feel so blessed that I had the opportunity to meet her. And she is such an amazing example, I think, for women just to be bold and courageous and fearless. She's so unashamed in her walk with God, and she has such a humble heart. And I love speaking with her because she has such an intelligent mind and such a soft, loving heart. And her name is Cynthia. How are you doing?
Hi, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's just an honor and privilege to be here with you, and those kind words that you said, I'm just humbled that you would just say that. It is just not a coincidence that we're friends now and how we met and everything, so I'm just honored. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I thought it was so cute, you know how on Facebook they'll pick, you know, someone that you've been friends with for like a year or 2 years, and you have that Facebook like friendversary.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe in coincidences, because I know that our God is the God of intention, and he's right. on purpose, and you know, he also has a sense of humor, and he likes to brighten our day with like little nuggets of joy.
Right. He just shows confirmation all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, he does. So the very first time I logged onto Facebook today, I saw that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how awesome is it that you're going to be the guest on my show today? And I had no idea until I woke up this morning and I logged onto Facebook, so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat, too. I was like, oh, wow, like, he's our father. Like, he knows how to show us love, even if it is through social media. It's Facebook. It's just confirmation that today is his day.
Yes.
Right? Like, today was his appointed time for us to have a conversation together and for people to hear what God has for them and, you know, through us. And it's just so powerful.
Yeah. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to be here. And what I love when we get to talk is I know that women naturally, you know, we always have a lot to say, and women can seriously talk for hours. It's like unbelievable.
Amen.
Like how much we can just keep talking. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know. Good thing that we have girlfriends, because I'm thinking if, you know, we talk to our husbands, boyfriends, or any other men in our lives that way, they'd probably just drop dead cold because they'd be like, oh my gosh, this is too much for my brain.
Right.
But I'm excited to have you on the show, because in, you know, our private conversations that we've had really amazing conversations just about our testimonies and things in our lives. We have similarities of certain, you know, journeys we walk down. And
yes.
So I thought, oh my gosh, like how cool would it be to have you on the show and, mm-hmm. you know, allow other people kind of in on some of our conversations, because I think they could really bless and encourage women, with the
yes.
topics that we'll be talking about today. Or
yes. Yeah, definitely. What I love about your show is what you said. It's just to glorify God, to be real.
Yes.
You know, because people have this misconception of Christians and this cookie cutter image that, you know, that we must portray. And I just love your show, because it's going to inspire anyone.
Thank you.
To be the best that they can be in Christ too.
Yes.
You know, those that non-believers and just know the power of God, it's limitless.
Thank
and
you.
So you don't have to come in perfect. And so I just love your show. I love what it's all about.
Thank you so much. It's yeah. such a blessing, and it was 100% God's idea. And so I just said, you know what, just buckle myself in and we're in for the ride.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I know we kind of, you know, we broke the ice a little bit tonight so far in our mm-hmm. conversation, but I just wanted to, you know, before we get into some of the heavy hitters tonight of our topics, if you just wanted to tell our guests maybe a little bit about yourself and who you are, your background, and if you want to include your testimony in that, the mic is all yours.
I would love to include my testimony, definitely. That's who I am, right? That's who I am today. So, I have two beautiful daughters. I'm a mother of two. I have Caitlin, who's 13, Haley, who's 10 years old, and they are a handful. They are my princess and my honey bunny.
Aww.
And so they are definitely a handful. We live currently in Mesa, and we attend Living Word Bible Church, and we just started there the beginning of this year. Previously, we were attending Proclaim Church in Mesa as well.
Oh, okay.
Through prayer, decided to go to Living Word Bible Church to attend with my boyfriend, Tyrone, such a man of God. And so we definitely been there for several months now. We love it, just love it there. And I work at University of Phoenix. I'm a manager there. I've been there 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's
exciting.
Impressive.
Yeah, it is, actually. Through all the changes, it definitely has helped me grow professionally, and just helped me mature as a person as well. And so I been there for 11 years. And then I also just recently, in November of last year, influenced by the Holy Spirit and also my boyfriend, Tyrone, who just gave me confirmation, gave me that push
because I never thought I could be an entrepreneur. Never.
Oh,
like,
nice.
That was not my personality. I'm not a salesperson. You know, I'm all about customer service. You know, I'm here to serve. How can I help you? Kind of mentality. But sales? Oh, no. The name of the business is Salsa Bendita. It's Bless Salsa. And he just helped me just think outside of how small I was thinking. It was bigger than myself, and with the Holy Spirit as our helper, he just gave me the power to overcome and start it. So it's just starting. It's and I have loyal customers, and it's going to be bigger. It's going to be huge. So I'm anticipating great things for it.
That's amazing, and I'm so excited to talk more about that too later in the show and kind of get behind your heart on that, because yeah. I love salsa, so I mean, anytime someone says anything about salsa, I'm like, I'm all ears.
Right.
And, you know, talking to you previously and kind of hearing some of the things that you have gone through, what is the story, or what's your heart for your testimony? Like, what do you want to give people when the word says, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony?
Yes.
And for those who don't know, the blood of the Lamb is just a symbolic term talking about when Christ shed the blood on the cross for us to pay for our sins.
Right.
And so, you know, again, since we love talking and we're not going to have time in this segment to, you know, go through the whole testimony, but coming back from commercial, I really want to get into your personal testimony, because
okay.
I know when you share that with our viewers, that's where all of the topics for tonight are coming from,
right.
Is from your personal testimony.
Right.
And so I'm excited to talk more about that very shortly. We do have to go to commercial, but
okay.
When we come back, we are going to be talking to Cynthia about her testimony, and we will see you soon.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning back in tonight. My name is Jacqueline, and I have my very lovely and beautiful guest, Cynthia, on the show tonight. And if you guys were not here at the first segment, we were just having fun and kind of talking a little bit about, you know, Cynthia's background. And, you know, it was a really lighthearted first segment. I know that coming back, Cynthia has an amazing testimony that when she first started sharing parts of it with me, when I first met her, it just overwhelmed and touched my heart, because I feel like it's something that a lot of women, you know, have battled with in their past, or know a close friend or family that has gone through something similar. And so I think it's great, you know, when we can share our testimonies and shine light on those, you know, journeys that we've been on, because it really encourages, inspires other people if they have something similar, you know, to give them hope and light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
So I'm going to give you just a free pass, and you just share, you know, as much as you want about your testimony, and we could go from there.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so I am going to go ahead. I had it read. I was praying and just asking God, and I really would just want to read my testimony, so everybody just bear with me, because there's just so much, but there's a lot of little intricates in it that are just so profound and important. So there's just a few parts to my testimony, well, several parts to my testimony, but the part I would like to share is the day I had a revelation of who I was without Jesus and what I did to him. I was in and out of church for years prior to 2002, when I gave my life to Christ. I believed in Jesus, and I believed he was the Son of God, but I was so concerned about my image and what people would think of me that I worked hard to make the right choices. And I worked so hard to make sure that I was doing all the right things to make myself look like that Christian, that image. And so, but when I would fall short, I would do my best to cover it up too.
Wow.
And so I would wear a mask and deceive others to believe that I was a good person, that I was this good person. I had to just keep up with that. And so I even deceived myself, because I compared myself to others. And what I say is that I measured myself up in such comparisons to, I didn't party, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't do drugs. And so I compared myself to others, thinking I was this good person, so I must be the Christian, right, that everybody thinks that I am. And so I was in college and doing my best to pursue that education, that career, and I did my best to volunteer in the community. I gave to the poor. I just had all these to-do lists that you were mentioning in the beginning, you know, to this checklist to be this good person. And so then, and I even believed in God. God was part of my checklist.
Right.
My good to-do list is believing in God. So, and then in 2001, I was living with my ex-boyfriend at the time, and we lived together, and his friends invited us to church. So, yeah, I'll go to church. There's nothing wrong with going to church. It's on my to-do list, right, to create this image that I was this good person. And so I was going to church, but every time I would go for several months, I wouldn't go to the altar. Mm. I wouldn't go to the altar because I thought I was good.
Oh, wow.
And then one evening, I don't remember the details of the sermon, but I remember receiving the revelation that I was the one who nailed Jesus to the cross. And I know that's kind of hard to take in, but it was definitely tough for me to take in. Like, I did that? I was this good person.
Right.
How can I do that? And then it was just this revelation that he died the most awful death for me. And there are no levels of sin. He died for all sin.
Right.
And I was broken. The Spirit of God broke me. And it was in a good way. He broke me so that he loved me so much that he didn't give up on me, even through my arrogance, even through my pride, even through this deception that I had. He still continued to pursue me. He continued to come after me. And so I finally accepted that I was in need of a savior.
Wow.
And so I was a sinner just like everyone else. I was no different than the prostitute, no different than the drug dealer, no different than the murderer. I was no different. And when you have so much pride and arrogance, and God breaks you to that, it's just a brokenness that he needed to get me to. And then I was like, I got a revelation. I was like, I was in need of that Savior. I can't do it on my own.
Right.
And it was only by then that I was redeemed by his precious blood, that I was covered. And from there on after, in October of 2001, going into 2002, I was a changed person.
Wow.
Not the same. And I got a revelation that now going forward, the decisions that I make, they're not my own.
Right.
And I was constantly hungry and just wanted so much more of him and what he wanted instead of what I wanted. So it's just so powerful because it goes into just everything, every other aspect of my journey in life right now.
I think that's so important that, you brought that up as part of your testimony and you shared your heart with us, because I think one of the biggest misconceptions that people make is... like you said, I'm a good person, and because I don't do what maybe the world considers a crime, but there's different things that are crimes. Like, you may not go to jail or prison for lying. I mean, you could potentially if there was a crime that was committed that you lied about, but there's issues in our heart, and I think that is something that people kind of skim over, because mm-hmm. as humans, we always judge on the outside.
Right.
We're quick to judge on the exterior of the person. If someone is really attractive, or they have a lot of money, or on paper they have all these accomplishments and they've done all these amazing things, you look at the outside of this person and you're like, well, they're perfect to my standards or the world standards mm-hmm. or whatever these standards are
right.
that we like to compare one another to.
Right.
But the thing is you could look beautiful and amazing on the outside and have, a lot of accolades, but on the inside, your soul could be rotten and decayed, and
right.
you could be a dead corpse inside. And I know that sounds really vulgar and kind of like, you're like, wow, why are you being so like real? But, heaven isn't full of perfect, picture white, magical fence, shiny car, shiny hair, this, kind of people. But heaven is filled with forgiven people. And I think the number one thing that keeps people out of heaven or having a relationship with Jesus is pride.
Mm-hmm.
Because our pride will glorify ourselves. And our pride will get in the way of forgiveness. It'll get in the way of humbling ourselves before our Father, or, lending a helping hand to someone in need. And so, God gave me a picture today. And I actually wasn't prepared to even share this. But I just felt like it kind of went hand in hand with what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I've always struggled in life in general, whether it's, in my relationship with the Lord or just my personality,
right.
is I love the feeling I get when I accomplish something. I
right.
love getting things done. It's just like this high that you get. You're like, oh my gosh, look at how accomplished I am. I have my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I want to get everything done on this to-do list today. And then I want to like be like 2 days ahead and get like Friday's to-do list done.
Right.
And we get, it's like this distraction where it's like we feel like no matter how much we do, how much we accomplish, it's never enough. Like
right.
we're just constantly, like our motor is running. We don't sit down and just take a break.
Right.
And so I am in a new season in my life. And so, I have to manage my time more wisely. And I can't just, you know, spend as much time in certain areas that I was able to in other seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's forcing me to really look at my priorities and give my priorities to God and say, okay, like, before I start my day, what's your priority, you know,
right.
for today, God? Like, what is the most important thing?
Mm-hmm.
And so he, in my prayer time today, I actually asked my mom to come into agreement with me. And being an artist and being creative, God speaks to me in pictures, because I think a picture tells 1,000 words. And when God can give us that, it kind of helps me in my own human frailty get what he's trying to tell me. So I got this image of Mary and Martha in the Bible.
Right.
But it was me.
That's a perfect example. Yes.
So in one picture, it's funny, and God has a sense of humor with me. But I don't know if people remember what this looks like, but in a circus, you know how people have their, like, sticks, or maybe you've seen them in the Harlem Globetrotters, where they'll, like, take their finger and they'll spin things on their finger, and then in the circus, they'll have, like, these long, skinny sticks, and they'll start spinning, like, dishes or bowls, like,
right,
like a balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
So in this vision that God gave me when I was praying today, is there was a room, and it was a bunch of those sticks, and there was, like, things on the sticks that were spinning, okay? It could be, like, dishes, plates, whatever it was, but it was more to, like, represent different areas of our life. You know, you got work, school, whatever someone's schedule contains.
Right.
And so this person was running around constantly trying to keep everything spinning, because if he didn't or she didn't, everything was going to come crashing to the ground. So it was like constant running around.
Right, right.
And if you're off by one beat, your world's pretty much over. It's catastrophe.
Right, because right. it can also be a ripple effect.
Yeah, and then in the other image, it was the exact same thing, but this time, instead of the person running around frantic, right, like a chicken with its head cut off,
yeah,
the girl was sitting at Jesus' feet, and she was focused on him, and because of that, everything was spinning without her or him having to run around crazy trying to keep up with it. So it's not saying, oh, just be a lazy bum, don't work, just sit on your butt all day and just be in the Bible and don't lift a finger. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, in your heart and in your mind, give God first priority in every area of your life.
Right.
And when the word says seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things will be added unto you.
Right.
Life won't be so hard.
Right.
You know, we make life just harder for ourselves unnecessarily.
Right. And your heart on yourself.
Yes.
So that definitely comes hand in hand.
Definitely.
So definitely have to make sure that he's priority in all things. And you will see definitely the dynamics of God just moving in you and growing, helping you grow and mature in Christ. But first, you have to trust him.
Yes.
It's that trusting, okay, God, and releasing that power to him. And because he has it already, he's already done. And so just releasing that power to him and just saying, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do? And I trust you. I trust that when you ask me to do this, all these other things are going to be taken care of.
Absolutely.
And so it's not going to be chaotic, like I'm thinking that my mind has formed, but I'm going to have peace in you.
Absolutely. And, you know, in this season, God has been teaching me every day to be a pursuer of peace. Because I think in our society, it's sad, but it's true in how we live. But there's always something to do. You know, people literally can't wait in line at the grocery store without flipping a lid because it took 2 extra seconds because someone had a coupon or something, you know?
Right, right.
And it's this constant, you know, racing against the clock. But God is like, hey, if God is on your side, then time is on your side.
Because
God is the master of strategy. He designed us. He created us. He knows, you know, how things are supposed to work and move
right.
and flow. And
right.
when we're in the pursuit of peace and not always, you know, stressed out to the max, we can enjoy today, right, as we trust God for tomorrow.
Right.
So we have some other topics we're going to cover. And so I'm excited to share that with you. We have to go to commercial break. But when we come back, we will be talking about some interesting, bold stuff.
Yes.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long, so call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show. It's always an honor and a privilege that you would open up your home and your hearts to me and my guest. And if you were not here in our previous segment, I have the amazing and courageous Cynthia on the air with me. And we were talking about really just humbling ourselves and letting go of pride and admitting that we need a Savior if we're going to have a relationship with Jesus. And I was sharing part of a vision that I had in my prayer time today, and God was just showing me, you know, the importance of when we put Him first and we focus on Him, when we have all these concerns on our heart about we got to get things done and we want everything to be done well and perfect. And, you know, in the story in the Bible between Martha and Mary, if someone never heard that story before, basically in a nutshell, you have two sisters, you know, named Mary and Martha.
Right.
And, you know, Martha's very similar to my personality because she just really likes things done.
Guilty.
She likes things done, and I don't blame her because it just feels good when you could be in a home where everything almost looks like you don't even live there, but that's kind of sad. But, you know, in this story, Jesus was coming over to these sisters' home.
Mm-hmm.
And Martha had a laundry list of all these things that had to get done in the house, just like all of us do, right? It's a never-ending list. It just goes on and on until the day we die, you know?
Right.
But, you know, she was frantic, and she was telling Mary, like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, Jesus is coming, and I need you to help me do these 10 things, you know, shake a leg. And Jesus is looking at her, and he's like, Martha, Martha, Martha. And, you know, you almost think of this dad where he's just like, he loves her in that moment, but he's trying to, you know, reiterate like, hey, just take a minute, you know, And I know you're upset that your sister isn't, frantically trying to get everything done like you, mm-hmm. but your sister, Mary, he's explaining to her, chose the better portion for this very moment. You know, right. The moment is Mary chose to put aside her to-do list for a moment, you know, mm-hmm. not for the whole day or whole week, but to take time and sit at Jesus' feet and just learn and soak in what he wanted to teach her.
Right.
And so it's really, it's having that mentality of, we're not saying to be lazy and not do what needs to be done, but allowing God to take the first moments mm-hmm. and the first parts of your day and your breath away before you get into the day.
Right.
And you face an obstacle of things ahead of you.
Right.
And, you know, that's where I feel like the confusion between religion and relationship, those lines get really blurred.
Mm-hmm.
Because in religion, it's, I got to do 10 things to be made perfect. If I screw up on one of those things, I'm a failure.
Right.
God hates me and doesn't love me. I'm no good. And it's like when somebody needs to try to get, like a dominoes, like everything needs to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and we're trying to have that kind of rhythm where if I mess up just one time, I have to start all over again. There's no grace in that.
Mm-hmm.
But really just having a relationship with Jesus allows us to be humble and let go of our pride and make mistakes. But, you know, like Rocky even says, that's one of my favorite movies, somebody used that, you know, it's not how many times you fall down, it's how many times you get back up.
Right.
You
right.
know, and God, you know, is there to pick us up when we fall, and that's where the grace comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, talking to you prior, you know, in a conversation, you were saying that you used to struggle with that. And
yeah.
so I wanted to give you the opportunity to share with our viewers about your personal struggle with religion and relationship and where God, you know, really showed you it's okay to make a mistake if, you know, you allow me to help you.
Right, right. And I just want to say that I haven't come to, I'm getting better every
right.
time to accept this grace.
Right.
It was a challenge. So when I first gave my life to Christ, I just spent hours with him. I did. There was a time in my life I was just consecrated to get him in his word, praying. So I had great intentions. That was my heart. I just wanted to know more of him. And what did he say? Who was he? What was his characteristics? And so, but as in time, just going through the movements, just the, you know, of attending church, you know, and it just built up, like, as a to-do list.
Right.
You know, and then as people would come in and just having this expectation of them, this false expectation of where they should be,
right.
you know, and now I have a motto of to each their own. And that's my motto, is I just now look at them and I'm just like, to each their own story, their journey with God. And not everyone arrives at a certain time. So, you know, someone who's been giving their life to Christ maybe 2 years, you know, versus someone's 5 years, it's two different stories and two different journeys. And you can't compare the two. It's just the pursuit in God in where they're at. And so I just know that it was a checklist for me, like, as far as making sure that you weren't having sex out of marriage, making sure that you weren't drinking, you weren't smoking, you were just setting yourself apart, being holy, you know, just this checklist. And so just as we were talking about earlier about that image that we needed to create, and then it's that pressure that I put upon myself,
right?
Then therefore it, what you take in, it comes out, right.
right?
And so what I was taking in, it started my own ways again.
Mm.
Not God's ways, my own ways again. And so then that checklist that I had for myself that I created, not God, that I created.
Wow.
Because I wanted to be at a certain level, those goals. When you're when you have a type A personality.
Oh, I'm so guilty.
You know, you have that. You want to excel. You want to be better. You're competitive. You want to be,
yes.
But, you know, so you go through these things and it gets mixed up.
Right.
With God's grace. And it
wow.
gets mixed up. And so then what you take in comes out and you pour it onto other people, those expectations.
Wow.
They're supposed to be at a certain level, and you start judging.
Wow.
Wow. And you start looking through that eye that God never intended for you to have. And so, and then you're like, well, then at what point, God, at what point, you know, does someone have so much grace? And he said, I had so much grace on you, mm-hmm. you know, in so many ways. And I'm still working on you. You're not even arrived yet. And
right.
and so definitely now being at Living Word Bible Church just and at Proclaim, they just loved me back to life and took me out of that religious environment of making sure that I worked, right?
Right.
So that I made sure that I was there at every service, making sure that I served in almost every ministry, whatever there was a need, there I was to fulfill it. Making sure that I was, when I was discipling someone, that they were in order, you know. And so just all these things. And then now just God is just showing me unconditional love, what true unconditional love is. And so, and he just showed me that too, along with my ex-husband.
Wow.
And because we were attending this church together, and it was just all about hellfire and brimstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted hope. I wanted hope, but for you to just continue to tell me, because my ex-husband was no longer serving Christ, that he was going to go to hell. Because he was, I needed more. I don't need to be told that every service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need to be told that. I needed that God has the power. God has the power to save anyone, to bring the prodigal son back home.
Yeah.
You know, and just that hope. And so I left. I did. That's the reason I left that one church that I attended, just because it was just that legalism. Certain ways, certain that it had to be.
Right.
And if you didn't meet those expectations, then, you know, you kind of just put to the wayside. And so so I left, and through that, there's just been a lot. Obviously, I say ex-husband for a reason. But at least I know that God was still there for me. When he says he never leaves you, he'll never forsake you, he's not a liar. I'm a testimony of that. He's never left me, he's never forsaken me, and I can walk in that. And so just that now I have a relationship with Jesus.
Right.
Now he loves me, for my goofiness, for my mistakes, for my shortcomings. And it's okay. You know, it's okay that I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to speak eloquently. I don't have to look a certain way, you know, and he just loves me. And it's just so awesome that I have a relationship with him, and then now I can see people that way too.
Absolutely. That's exactly where freedom comes from, because in the checklist, we're glorifying ourselves. We're glorifying flesh and man and how awesome and amazing like we are without God. You know, we get into this thing like, oh, I don't need him because I could do X, Y, and Z by myself. But guess what? There's things in life you just can't control. And it's by his grace and his mercy that we wake up every day, you know, and that we have a future ahead of us, because we can't control the weather, just like we can't control if we're going to wake up the next morning with breath still in our lungs.
Right.
And so it's the, you know, the opportunities that God puts in front of us is, how are you going to respond? Are you going to allow me and the plans and the purposes that I predestined for you come out, and he gets the glory? But his plans are always better than ours.
Right.
You know, and I think that we can write the best story anyone's ever wrote for our lives, and God can always trump that.
Right.
Every single day. He always has, you know, his ways are higher than his ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And it's because, you know, his plans for us serve a purpose, and that purpose is for eternity.
Right.
And so when we come back, I know there's other things that we want to talk about and get in, but I didn't want to spoil it yet for our viewers. So when we come back, we are going to be wrapping up this last segment, and we're excited to see you soon.
The The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband-wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Yay, I'm so excited you guys decided to join us again tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show. And if you were not here the previous three segments, me and my friend and guest, Cynthia, were talking about the difference between religion and relationship and how that can, you know, really be a stumbling block in our hearts and in our spirits and in our everyday life, you know, walking out the plans and the purposes that God has for us. And if we, you know, are not walking in relationship with Jesus, but we are basically keeping a mental checklist, how that's really going to kind of paralyze us in, you know, the things that God wants to do through us and kind of stunt our growth in Him and who we were created to be. There's no room in that for margin or grace or love or compassion or forgiveness. And those are all the things that Jesus came to cultivate in our hearts. So that way, instead of us mirroring this perfect robotic image, it just naturally comes from within us because we are changed from the inside out, not trying to change the exterior to change the inside. Right. You know, it's more of like, religion, I want to say, is like a Band-Aid that tries to cover the wound to make people think it's not there. But relationship is the actual, the cure. Jesus is the cure that cures our hearts. So we walk out, you know, a changed person, which is really the me that we were born and created and destined to be. And I know in, you know, part of your testimony about the things that you struggled with, I just kind of want to skim, you know, the top of this. of this topic because I feel like religion can really damage women in this area. And the topic is divorce. And I totally understand what the Bible says about divorce, but there also is free will, and there is people who choose, you know, a choice to not follow after God's heart because their heart's hard, and they don't want to be in a relationship that is selfless, you know. And so I know you have a testimony on that, and I just wanted to give women hope in this area because I think that is a misconception in the church that makes women or men feel like if I've gone through a divorce or someone has, despite what the Bible says, that means that God doesn't love me anymore and doesn't want anything to do with me, which is a religious lie.
Right.
So what, you know, what advice or what from your background and heart can you kind of encourage women in this topic that maybe is facing that or has gone through that?
So first, those that are going through it, definitely seek counsel. And because I didn't want a divorce, in all honesty, I didn't. And even through the unfaithfulness and adultery after adultery, I still was doing my best to stick it through. And just because I didn't want to be a statistic.
Right.
And I wanted to see God can do anything. He can do everything. Like, he has the power and so forth. But at the end of the day, like you said, we all have our own will.
Right.
He doesn't violate that. He's a gentleman, and he does seek us, and he still pursues us. But at the end, we all have our own will. And so definitely I would seek counsel before making the decision of divorce. And it took me over 12 years. It was years of adultery and just the lies and so forth. And definitely prayer and fasting. And then I also, like what you said, it's about the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that I personally, when Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, if you even lust after another woman, you've created adultery in your heart. That's
right.
Already there.
Right.
And so because I took that scripture for what it was, that's how I walked. That's how I made sure. So even though I had every right to think that I was justified in maybe paying him back.
Right.
Or doing something evil to him. Or no, I still held on to the word of God.
Right.
And I still held on to what was true. And I made sure my heart was right in everything, in all my decisions. Now, did I mess up? Probably, yeah. But did I have some contribution to it? I'm not dismissing that. But I did my best to pursue God's will. What was God's word? What did he say? And so that's, I can honestly say that. And so when the decision came that one day, it was just where it was, when is enough going to be enough? I have to think about my health,
right.
What was coming home. And so I was like, okay, God, all right. And I know that now that I did have to go through those thoughts of being a failure.
Right.
Being a failure as a wife, being a failure as a mother to my two little girls. What kind of example am I? You know, I'm hurting them. And coming from a divorced family, too, is the last thing I wanted.
Right.
I wanted to break the cycle. I wanted to break that so bad. And so, man, you know, did I not believe in my God? So all these things that I went through even after the divorce. And but I stood true to God's word and redemption, and stay true to what he would have me do, and just listen to him, be obedient to him, and slowly but surely it wasn't overnight.
Absolutely.
It wasn't. I can't say that it was overnight. There would be days that I would be driving to work and I'd be crying. I'd be crying, crying. I said, God, when is this going to ever end? When is this sorrow? When is this going to ever stop? When am I going to be able to be on fire for you and just be free and just have just this, just off of me?
Right.
You know, but it was through those storms that I was, but you know what, God, I'm going to stick it through. I'm with you. Even though I'm not happy, all this joy and everything, I'm going to still pursue you. I'm still right. Follow you. And so, he got me through. Like now, just through these years, I know that it was God. I know that it was the decision that I need to make, because I love God so much. I'm on fire for God. I pursue him in everything that I do. And now I just learn from my mistakes, right? Because initially I was not to marry him.
Right.
I was not to marry him. Initially, I didn't understand the seriousness, the covenant of marriage.
Right.
I didn't. Now I do. I have a revelation of it. And so now I'm not settling.
Right.
Now I'm not going to go back to those mistakes. And what, you know, the enemy meant for evil, God turned for good, because I have two beautiful daughters. I have the fire in me now that God tried to tell me in the past, but I still did my own thing.
Right.
I didn't listen. I had warnings, but I still pursued what I wanted to pursue.
Right.
And it got me in the place that where it was. And so, but now God's turned it for good. There's hope.
Absolutely.
There is hope, and he can bring you out of it. I've been there, and I'm no longer oppressed. I can talk about Jesus. I can, and not feel bad, you know, and not feel oppressed, not feel just pushed down, you know, and so I have this freedom now, you know, so
right. It's. I think that's so important that you say that. And the only reason why I bring that up is because I think there are certain topics, you know, that is a misconception in the point of God's character and his goodness and his heart and his love and his mercy towards us that may intimidate us to have a relationship with God. Because I come from a family of divorce too. And so, you know, giving hope to people that in relationship with Jesus, there is freedom and there is hope there, and encouraging them, you know, in their pursuit of God and in their pursuit of finding out his nature and his character, that he's a loving father and there's mm-hmm. grace and bringing hope. And I wish that we had more time to talk, because you're such a beautiful person. You have so much intelligence and insight and on so many topics.
Right.
And we didn't get to cover everything today, but I know that sometimes, you know, God will lead us in different topics mm-hmm. because it's, you know, whoever is listening and on our hearts to encourage women. But I do, with every guest that comes on the show, I like to write a blog post about the individual and, you know, let our guests know some of the things that are going on in your life. And,
yeah.
you know, your salsa business with Salsa Bonita and mm-hmm. Your heart and your mission behind that. And I wanted to get to talk more about that tonight. And so since we didn't get to, all that information will be on my blog. And you can visit www.jaclyninicole.com. And there under categories, there will be radio, and all of my guests are on that show, and it will bring a link for them to go to the podcast on Central City Radio, King FM, and you'll be able to hear Cynthia's full interview if you didn't get to check it out from the very beginning. So we just thank you so much for opening your home and your hearts to us tonight.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so
much.
You're
welcome.
We love talking about God.
Have a safe night, and we are excited to talk to you next Monday.
Good night.
Bye.